I was reading in the Word this week, and the verses that were coming to me were things like as far as the east is from the west, that God has separated our sins from us, because He doesn't remember them anymore, you know? When He comes and He saves us. David said that he waited and God took him out of a miry clay. And I was thinking about how some of us say, well, yeah, my sin was so bad. I mean, God had to reach really far down for me. And others are like, yeah, well, I wasn't that bad, you know? I didn't do that much, but yeah, still, I was a sinner, okay. But I was thinking about it, and as God, being the creator of everything, it's a pretty far stretch for Him to reach down to any human, no matter how good or bad we think we are, you know? And we all have things that we've done that we regret, or that we are, we get defeated. The same, we have the besetting sins. We have the things that make us stumble, anger and discouragement and just whatever, depression, whatever it is that, like, gets us to fall over and over and over again. And it's like, God doesn't look at that stuff. And I think it's Philippians. I had it all marked, and I can't find where I had it all marked. But about where it says, being confident of this very thing, that He which began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ. He is not a quitter. He does not get discouraged. He isn't going to go, man, you have fallen so many times. You have gotten discouraged. You're in the same spot you were in 10 years ago, and I'm kind of tired of this spot, so I'm just going to leave you there. He doesn't do that. Amen. He, like, got that piece of coal out of the mine, and even if it is a really stubborn piece of coal that He's really working to refine into a diamond, He won't quit until it is a pure diamond. Amen. And it's worth it to Him because He sees the diamond, because that's what He created. So that's what He sees. And in 1 Peter, it says, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, wanders about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That is his mission. The devil's mission is that he comes at us with our regrets. He comes at us with defeat. He comes at us with our failures. And all of that, that's like his mission, to keep us as that lump of coal and say, we can't ever be anything else. And God might as well quit on me. And God's mission is the one who is turning us into the diamond. He is refining us. And He's not going to quit. And we need to stop responding to our accuser with agreeing with him. You know, every day He hits us with something. And we have a choice if we're going to agree with what He's bringing, or we're going to say, nope, not true. Because Jesus started something with me and He will finish it. Amen. So that's okay. You know? And I was reading also in the Jesus Calling book, and it said, our problem is that we think we deserve, like, a problem-free life. We don't. God doesn't care so much about us having perfect situations. He's out to get us to have good responses to the bad situations, because He can work with that. So that's what He's after, is not getting us a perfect life, but perfecting us, completing us, so that He can be reflected. So the song is called Hello, My Name Is by Matthew West, and some of you might have heard it on CSG. But it starts out and says, hello, my name is regret. I'm pretty sure we have met every single day of your life. I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget. Hello, my name is defeat. I know you recognize me. Just when you think you can win, I'll drag you right back down again till you've lost all belief. These are the voices. These are the lies, and I believed them for the very last time. Hello, my name is child of the one true King. Amen. I've been saved, I've been changed, I have been set free. Amazing grace is the song I sing. Hello, my name is child of the one true King. I am no longer defined by the wreckage behind. The one who makes all things new has proven it's true. Just take a look at my life. My name is child of the one true King. What love the Father has lavished upon us that we should be called His children. I am a child of the one true King. We are coming against that. That's how we respond. When He comes at us and says, you're a failure. No, I'm not. I'm in Jesus and He's a success. I'm His kid. Amen. You can't touch me.